You're back in the press box with Clay Baker and Ed Graney. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas and call the show 702-364-1100.
No, Ed's on assignment. He's in Ottawa in the Great White North. He'll be gone to Montreal tomorrow, and fitting in with me is Tyler Bischoff from Technically Correct here on ESPN Las Vegas. In the next hour, we will try to go live to hear Pete DeBoer's press conference as it is live in Ottawa. We'll also have J.R. Starkus and Sam Merritt with What's on Tap. But joining us now is our college basketball analyst, Coach Joe Esposito, here with us on ESPN Las Vegas as we'll go over the Mountain West, UNLV, and college basketball as a whole. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Hey, we just want to get your thoughts, maybe even last night, as the Rebels were able to dispatch San Jose State. We saw that the fact that they were able to get up 98 points, and now, really, they're kind of got a little momentum now. Just one loss in conference play. How do you start to feel how T.J. Otzelberger's team is beginning to maybe shape into his system, and he's getting the most out of his players?
Well, no question. He's done a great job. You know, when you think about it, they started 2-5. And in the last 12 games, they've been 8-4. Now, granted, they haven't played the toughest part of the schedule. You know, they've got all their wins are pretty much against teams with a RPI of 200 or above, except for that Utah State win. So the schedule has been in their favor. But what he's done that's really impressed me is he's instilled some confidence in some certain guys. You know, he's given his team an opportunity to show what they can do on the floor. He's definitely built confidence. I mean, when you think about Marvin Coleman, he's a great example. You know, six of the eight games he started, they've won. And he just brings a calming factor. You know, I really liked him, worked with him last year. He's a great kid. He's that guy that's going to volunteer anytime you ask him to go out in the community and do something good. He's a good person. He deserves to have the success that he's having. And I think that confidence also came with Bryce Hamilton. Mm. I mean, Bryce Hamilton is a guy that can score. I mean, he's a guy that can play. And I always thought that Bryce Hamilton might be able to slide into a point guard role someday in his career, but because he can handle the ball, he's got a quick first step, he definitely got that spin move down, and he can do a lot of things with the ball. So I got to give TJ a ton of credit. He's done a really good job. He's got a good staff, a bunch of good guys. But I love the confidence that they've instilled. And, you know, it seemed like early in the year they played so many overtime games. You know, overtime games really bring out a lot in you. See where you're at, what situations you have to perform in. You know, it's more pressure. And I think that definitely helped them. I think they're valuing the ball more. I think they're taking better shots. You know, I always said when you make four passes, you get a good shot. When you make five passes, you get a great shot. When you make six passes, you get a great shot and a foul. And seven passes, you get a layup. And I think they're moving the ball better. And I think that's definitely been a big factor in the way they're playing. And then defensively, they look better. They're more active. They're in passing lanes. They're getting deflections. You know, Mbaki does a lot of things with blocks, but more importantly, he alters shots when guys get in the rim. And that's a big factor when you have a guy in there that can do that. I'm excited for him. I think they're playing great, but boy, do they got a tough stretch here coming up.
Yeah, so they're going to go New Mexico, Nevada, San Diego State. Do you think they win any of those three?
You know, I hope so. I mean, it could be tough. I mean, New Mexico is a mess. I mean, that whole situation's a mess. I said it, you know, months ago that if Paul Weir can keep that group together, they're going to be able to contend in this league. But it's all over the place. Now you got a guy suing. You got an issue with, you know, you're probably, arguably, your best player. He's not on the team anymore. Yesterday, granted, Colorado State shot the living daylights out of the ball. I mean, I've never seen a team shoot that well. I don't know if they changed the rims during the game. I don't know what they did. But they really shot the ball well, and New Mexico just looks out of place. I don't know what's going on, and Paul Weir's got his hands full. And I think they could beat New Mexico. You know, I know that they got to do a better job, Tyler, with marketing. You got to get people in the games. Mm. You know, your team's 5-1. You got a good young coach. You got an opportunity to be 6-1 and beat a New Mexico, who's always been a big rival. I mean, there's got to be something you can do. There's so many people in Vegas that need to go out there and see this team. I think marketing is a big factor. I think you got to do a good job of getting the fans there. You know, they have these things out in Vegas called house seats and fill a seat. And why not throw a UNLV game on there and get people in the game? And then when they come to the game and they enjoy the game, you know, they'll want to come back, or they'll tell a friend. You know, I think that concourse, you're in Vegas, that concourse should be full of clowns and painted faces. And
yeah,
they should have bands up there. How about some balloon animals? How about getting a place to cut hair? Have some haircuts before the game. I mean, have a magician up there.
That's pretty good.
Have magnets on the coaches' cars. Have a golf cart going around campus telling everybody the games are coming. I mean, even that sign in front of the building, it says blackout, but it gives you a date and you can hardly read it. But if you look at the Conor McGregor sign, in big letters it says this Saturday. So I think there's some things in marketing you can do, because I got to tell you, you guys in the media, and I guess I'm a kind of a media guy now, you guys always show the crowd, and that hurts recruiting. And I think that they got to get that place full. I think the issue is the marketing. They got to get that marketing team going. There's no reason. And there's schools like Texas Tech that have a guy on their basketball staff that all he does is worry about marketing. Marketing's got a big job. They're trying to promote every program. You got to have somebody that's just looking at basketball. That's what UNLV needs. And if they can get people in there and have a great time and tell your buddy, man, I got a haircut at the UNLV game, or my kids had a great time, you're going to get people back. Everyone says you don't ever want to give out free tickets. I'm totally against that. I think you give out the free tickets, you get the buzz going, and you get people there. Get Cape Face at the game. Get Piff the Magic Dragon at the game. Whatever you got to do to build excitement in Vegas. You're in Vegas. Get them to the game. It's going to help Coach with his recruiting. It's going to help him build this program and get him to where it needs to be. I mean, how about now with the Knights? There's so much going on with the Knights. Those Knight fans might need something to do. You wear a Knights jersey, you get into the New Mexico game.
Oh, I like that. See, these are brilliant ideas. I mean, somebody in the marketing department's got to be writing this stuff down. This is absolute gold.
It's going to be a circus outside of Thomas and Mack soon.
Yeah, but that's exactly what they need. They need to go and build some sort of presence and some sort of, like, urgency to get to these games. And the marketing department, is that's the final puzzle to this piece, or final piece to this puzzle, as we're here with Coach Joe Esposito here with us on the Press Box Morning Show. And get your tickets for Saturday's game, 3 o'clock, to tip it off at 739FANS and at UNLVTickets.com. Make sure you get down there early and stay late. We got now that Auburn was dispatched last night by Alabama, the final unbeaten team is San Diego State. How do they appear in your rankings? Coach, you put out great rankings each and every week on how you feel this is going to be delineated at Coach_Esposito on Twitter. Where do you have San Diego State in the normal national landscape?
Well, it came out at 8 o'clock this morning. I got them at number 3. I mean, they're 18-0. I mean, they're beating, you know, they beat BYU at BYU. They beat Creighton. They beat Iowa. They beat Utah. They won at Utah State. I mean, I think they could run the table. And when they run the table, Cofield's going to owe me a nice piece of pizza.
Oh, good.
I can tell you that. Good. We had a bet. He told me I was crazy. And I keep telling him, I'm a coach. I can see what's going on. They're good. San Diego State is good. They're a good team. They got a three-headed monster. You know, when you look at Malachi, Wetzel, Mitchell, those guys can play. You got 16 points, 12 points, 11 points. They got three really, really good players. And I'm not comparing them to the Bulls of all time, but they had three really good players, and look what they did. That's all you need in basketball. I mean, in football, you get a great quarterback. Look at Pat Mahomes. He's at Texas Tech. He ends up being the best player in the NFL right now. At Texas Tech, he had nobody to throw the ball to. I mean, you need a lot of pieces in football. You need a line to protect you. You need a guy to catch the ball. You need a lot of things. In basketball, if you've got three really good players, you're going to be a really, really good team. San Diego State has that. They've got a stretch. From January 26th, they come to Vegas. Then they got to go to New Mexico. And then they got Utah State. That's the only stretch there that should worry them. If I'm UNLV, I'll go to the marketing department. Let's sell that thing out. Let's make that the best atmosphere and beat San Diego State. And then they're the first team to ever beat them, because I think that's what's going to happen. They're going to beat Reno, so they're going to come in here undefeated. I think San Diego State could run the table. I hope they don't. I hope UNLV beats them. But I'm telling you right now, they're a really, really good team, and they're going to have a great season in this NCAA tournament and make a run.
You've got three mid-majors in your top 10 that I'm interested about: San Diego State, Butler, and Dayton. Can any of those teams actually win a national title?
You know, I think this year they can, Tyler. I really do. I think that this year you see it was called March Madness. It's January, February, March Madness now. I mean, when you look at the teams that are winning, unranked teams have more wins against ranked teams ever in college basketball since the 40s. And you're talking about teams just playing just parity. I think Butler has got a great chance. You know, they did lose to Seton Hall, but, man, Seton Hall has it going. Seton Hall has really done well, and they've lost a great player. They're playing hard. He was a guy that was possibly on the hot seat, and they've done a really, really good job. But, you know, the other teams that I like that are just talking about mid-majors, you know, Dayton, obviously they've got the great player in Obi. They're a really good team. Wichita State. You know, Wichita State lost to Temple yesterday. Wichita State's sitting at 16-1. I mean, they're really at 16-2. They're a really good team. There's another team that I've been talking about that people haven't said anything about, and that's Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa is a team that can get you. They've got some guys that can shoot it. They're 15-2. They won again yesterday. They lost to West Virginia by 5 points. Now, if you go to West Virginia and play, I'm going to tell you something. That's a hard place to play. I remember I wore a green suit that game in West Virginia, and I was so intimidated. I never wore that green suit again because the fans were on me the whole game, and it was just horrible. So I'm telling you, Northern Iowa is another team that can be a sleeper, but I'll tell you, this thing's wide open. It's a wide-open field. It's a fun field to look at, and I'm excited about how college basketball is going, and this is the kind of year you just die for when you're a fan.
Well, you can hear the fire and passion. It's Coach Joe Esposito here with us on the Press Box Morning Show, our college basketball insider. You can also hear him on Cofield & Company. Follow him on Twitter at Coach_Esposito. Joe, it's awesome having you on. Thank you again for your time today, and we look forward to talking to you next Thursday. We're back here on ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. Before we join Jairus Starkus and What's on Tap from brought to you by Liquor World, we're going to go live to Ottawa for the Pete DeBoer press conference here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Well, I've got a unique perspective because, I mean, I've seen more of these guys than I've seen of my wife and kids in the last 3 years, it feels like. So, you know, when you're on the other bench, and it's part of what I told the players, you get an outside perspective of what they have, and I can tell you it's so positive. I mean, their work ethic and their compete and the way they stick together and the character in that room, and you know what they've done considering where they came from as an expansion team, you know, it's a huge amount of respect. And I think you know, the one thing I learned in San Jose, that if you can walk into a good dressing room with good people and character people, that you can find your way through the turbulent waters. And, you know, I think that's probably the case here. I think you got a real good group of men that care, and we'll find our way through it.
Again, this is New Vegas Golden Knights head coach Pete DeBoer live in Ottawa.
Yeah. Well, it's I've never come in mid-season before. I talked to a couple friends of mine. I had a conversation with Paul Maurice, who's done it a couple times. It's tough to put a stamp on without practice time, and we've got a break coming up, which will allow me to get our coaches together and get everybody on page that way. But it's a different process than coming in camp and establishing your foundation from day one with practices and exhibition games. So. Got to take it a little bit slower for me. You know, these games until the break, I'm going to use to get to know the guys and the team, the players. I want them to play. Show me what you can do. You know, show me what you're capable of. And then hopefully coming out of the break, we'll start to be able to establish some of those things.
Pete, Brent Wallace, TSN. Mark Brent? Stone said, it was weird. Maybe 10 months ago, I wouldn't have said a nice thing about him. Ryan Reeves, I wouldn't say I have the best track record with him. I may have to give him a hug. I'm curious about your first meeting and what that will be like with the players.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll get through it. It'll be a little awkward, but we'll get through it. Maybe you might like meeting an ex-old girlfriend or something. that it didn't end well. You know what, it's, again, and not to go back to this, but when you hear about those guys in there, you know, all you hear is about their character, and you don't have the success they've had without that. So I'm excited to get to know them, and, you know, I'd hope it'd be mutual.
Sorry, was it ever, like, of all the teams to be calling right now, it's
yeah.
This one?
Yeah, a little shocking, you know, my, it's... But a great shock. you know, again, I'm excited. This is my kind of team. These are my kind of guys. They play hard. They play fast. They play heavy. So, you know, that's the kind of teams I like.
For Justin, Gary, Mike.
Justin Emerson, Las Vegas Sun. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Justin.
I guess, when did you get into town? When did you join the organization? I guess kind of what have your first 24 hours with the organization been like?
It's been a whirlwind. You know, like I told you, I had to get from South Florida. I got, you know, I think from the time I was contacted till the time I was announced, it was less than 24 hours. So I had to get to Toronto. Didn't have a suit, don't have skates, don't have anything. My flight was canceled this morning. So not much has gone right. I'm hoping tonight we can turn that around. But it's been a whirlwind. But again, you know, there was no hesitation for me in the opportunity that I see ahead of me here in taking that, because I think there's a special group in there, and you know, we've got to get together and figure it out.
You said you got in this morning.
I just got in 20 minutes ago. Yeah.
Hi, Pete. Gary Lawless.
Hey, Gary.
School Knights. How are you? The team's just outside the playoffs right now. Kelly said yesterday that you know, we had high expectations coming into the season, and we hope to still have high expectations. Where do you sit in that? What do you think this team can do?
Well, you know, this is a team that the goal is to win the Stanley Cup. I mean, that's they're one of those teams. And, you know, I feel like we've been one of those teams in San Jose the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, that's the goal. I can tell you that the year we went to the finals with San Jose, might be mistaken, but, you know, December, January, we were around 500, you know, spinning our tires a little bit, found a way to get it going in the right direction. You know, the list is endless of teams that, you know, are in this situation at some point or another. It's one of the things I'm going to talk to the players about. A little bit of adversity, I think, is always a good thing. It's just how you deal with it. So, you know, they've been handed some adversity here. A couple real good men have lost their jobs, and you know, I know from the character in there, those guys are taking, and from what you read, they're taking some personal responsibility for that, and that's a good thing. And I don't doubt they're going to bounce back in the right way here.
Pete, Mike Seisberger, Toronto or NHL.com.
Used to be.
I changed jobs too. Okay, so
it's hard to keep track.
Yeah, it's all a blur. Mine's years, not days. But explain to us a little bit more about this call. I mean, you're sitting there and the call comes. Are you, you know, like, what's their selling points and just the shock? Are you like on the phone going like, is this really, Kelly? Is this really you? Like, is this really happening?
Yeah, I mean, it really was that out of left field and that quick. You know, I haven't been a mid-season coach before somewhere else, so I don't know how it happens other places, but this was very fast. It was very immediate. It was very out of left field. It was very welcomed, but, you know, not a lot of time, and it's probably a good thing. You know, I think any coach that's sitting out, I was out a month, you know, you enjoy your first week and then you start watching hockey and then, you know, you wish you were behind there and then you really start to miss it. So, you know, I think, and my wife knew that. I mean, there was no hesitation on the family part.
Yeah, what do you turn to your wife and say, by the way, honey,
stop.
How do you feel about casino?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, we were actually looking for a condo down in Florida, so we put that on hold, and we'll start looking in Vegas now. But you know, I've been very fortunate. I got a great hockey family, and we've done this a bunch of times, so they know the drill, and they're the one who bears the brunt of it. I get jetted off here and fly around first class and do my thing, and they've got to pick up the pieces at home and get us moved. So they're the ones who do the heavy lifting.
That's Pete DeBoer, new Vegas Golden Knights head coach, live from the morning skate in Ottawa as he's speaking to the media. We'll take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will come back with Jarrah Starkus, Sam Merritt. It's all brought to you by Liquor World. It's What's on Tap here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Hey, this is Clay Baker, and I'm reminding you to always make your futures bets with Prop Swap in mind. We call it Go for Two. Make your regular bet, and then make a second, smaller bet to sell for a profit on Prop Swap. Sellers could sometimes cover both bet amounts from the prop swap sale. And then you own the regular bet for a lower amount invested, and sometimes for free. You don't have to wait 5 months on your prop wager. With PropSwap.com, you can release your money now. PropSwap is America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Go to PropSwap.com today.
The Golden Nugget Las Vegas is my favorite spot downtown. It should be yours, too. The restaurants are fantastic. The Golden Nugget has 12 tempting concepts. You can try world-class restaurants like the Chart House, Grotto Italian Ristorante, Vic and Anthony Steakhouse, and the Cadillac Mexican Kitchen. The Golden Nugget has raised the standard for entertainment in downtown Las Vegas. Gordy Brown is back with his Lasting Impression show. Starts February 11th. Shows every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7:30. For more information, go to goldennugget.com/Las Vegas. On Fremont, the Golden Nugget, the ultimate destination in downtown Las Vegas.
It's 2020, so why not start off the new decade in a new ride? Get down to Findlay Volkswagen and check out their great incentives and lease offers. Meet me at Findlay Volkswagen in the Valley Auto Mall or at FindlayVW.com. Findlay
Volkswagen. Hey guys, it's Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. I was born and raised here, and I've always seen a lot of semis on the road. But now they're everywhere, every lane of every road. And trucking accidents can be catastrophic. You want an attorney who understands these big rigs, who knows what to look for, like driver daily logs, driver qualification files, and ECMs. We know what they are and how to get them. It can make or break your case. If you've been hit by a semi or commercial vehicle, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000.
This is JT for Grimaldi's Pizzeria, cold fire brick oven pizza. A must-have for anyone craving great pizza. Locations at Boca Park, Fashion Show Mall, The Palazzo, South Rainbow, and Green Valley. Learn more at grimaldispizzeria.com.
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
Well, I've got a unique perspective because, I mean, I've seen more of these guys than I've seen of my wife and kids in the last 3 years, it feels like. So, you know, when you're on the other bench, and it's part of what I told the players, you get an outside perspective of what they have. And I can tell you, it's so positive. I mean, their work ethic and their compete and the way they stick together and the character in that room and you know, what they've done, considering where they came from as an expansion team, you know, it's a huge amount of respect. And I think, you know, the one thing I learned in San Jose, that if you can walk into a good dressing room with good people and character people, that you can find your way through the turbulent waters. And, you know, I think that's probably the case here. I think you got a real...
Ready for the weekend?
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
Let's find out what's on tap with J.R. Starkus.
Champagne, perfume going in, sewage coming out.
That was the voice of new head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, Pete DeBoer, back with us here on the Press Box morning show. The live skate press conference going on. As we wanted to get you in touch with what Pete had to say, and I think, Tyler, that was pretty good as far as, like, opening comments. He was very friendly with the media, and it sounds like, you know, it took him a long time to get here.
Yeah.
But he's glad he made it, and I think, you know it's going to be, like, new footing for this first game tonight against Ottawa.
Apparently he's meeting with the media before he's met with the team because
right.
His flight was delayed, and he was like, I just got here 20 minutes ago, and he wasn't on the ice for morning skate, and so he hasn't even met with the team yet. He's the head coach and hasn't talked to any of the players. They got to play a game in, like, what, 8 hours, something like that?
They're on their way to going to a new rarefied air, and I tell you what, maybe that's how it's supposed to go, but it's going to keep everyone out of a non-comfort zone, and maybe that's probably exactly what they need. What's on Tap is brought to you by Liquor World. Liquor World locations all over town. Go online, liquorworldlv.com, as we're joined also by spirit specialist of Liquor World, Chris Motley, Jarrah Starkus, director of mixology trade development at Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits, and the director of beer education, Mr. Samuel Merritt. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Knights couldn't be a little more considerate of the show, like having to introduce a new coach, like during, like, can't wait for that or anything? I don't understand.
They did plenty for us in the last 48 hours, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been liquid gold. It's been gold for you guys.
Wonderful. It could not have been better.
Ah, man, how great this last 48 hours has been.
It has been awesome, and it's something that people want to go and find out more of, and you can hear more with Technically Correct with Tyler Bischoff after this show at 10 o'clock, as well as the Golden Knights Insiders on Fox Sports Las Vegas and Cofield & Company later. Today, the task at hand is this: low-calorie craft beer and the first ever hard coffee beer brought to you by the makers of Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's right, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Sam, what in God's name do you have here for us?
Well, it's not technically hard coffee beer, so okay. I heard you guys talking about it before. It's a flavor malt beverage, which is made, you know, very similarly to beer, but then it's flavored and adulterated, to say the least.
Made to my specifications.
But it is delicious, that's for sure.
It's delicious, and we're going to save it for last, but they're getting a lot of attention, and Pabst is good at that, you know, so we're really happy to have it, and I've been tasting it around town the last couple days, and I'm excited for you to try it.
Well, I can't wait either, and neither can Tyler. Tyler has to do another show after this, and I'll just go and sit in the parking lot. We're here on ESPN Las Vegas, at ESPN Las Vegas at Facebook Live as well. J.R. Starkus, Sam Merritt, as well as Chris Motley. All right. Low-calorie beer. Last week we did low-calorie cocktails. Sure. What can you tell us about the selection you have here? You got seven beauties lined up in front of us.
Yeah, so the theme today is you know, better for you, and it's still January, so we're paying some sort of atonement for the end of the year. if you're into that thing. Yeah. I'm not really into that stuff, but if you're into low-calorie, better-for-you beers, these are a great place to start, and some stuff that you've probably never seen before. One of the things that I always teach about light beer in general is that the last step is usually to add water to it. So if you want to make any beer light, drink a glass of water next to it, and it'll become a light beer for your body.
Very nice.
So
I like
that's the first thing.
Life hack.
Yeah,
life hack. Right.
Have a glass of water with your IPA, and that's it. But, you know, the other thing about better-for-you beers is that diet doesn't equate health, and so we have the first beer here from you, from our workout consultant Ryan Reeves over here, and this one's called Dawnbreaker Lager. And if you go on his website, you'll see, you know, he's into working out a bit, that guy. And so the best thing you can do is drink any beer you want and then work out a whole lot, and you won't have to drink any light beer. But this is the Dawnbreaker Lager. It's, of course, a local brew. It's made at Abel Baker down on Main Street.
Oh, great spot.
And, yeah, really beautiful spot. And, of course, Ryan is doing pretty well with it. And so he's got a couple more coming out. He started with his 7-5 training day, mm-hmm. which everybody's been really, really into. This is the next one. It's a really clean American-style lager, Dawnbreaker. And then he's going to do an IPA. And also a stout, and he's got really cool names for him, but I think I'm going to hold off on telling you.
I think as far as in a comparison with training day, I like the Dawnbreaker a lot. That's,
yeah, no, me too. I like
really,
this quite
really
a bit.
Fresh.
Yeah, it's all, that's very citrusy.
Yeah, it's a really, nice. Really nice, clean lager, so they did a great job with it. So let's have a little toast to Mr. Gallant,
and
I wish him well. He was great. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for your service, Mr. Gallant.
All right, here's you, Turk.
Cheers.
And we have, like, the June Shine, the Kyberry. Can you explain to me why this thing is going, it's like selling all over the place? Everybody wants the hard kombucha.
Well, it's very well represented, this hard kombucha, by a great guy named Greg Breen. He's a veteran in the business. But product-wise, you'll see a lot more kombucha. All kombucha is growing. So it's not just the alcoholic ones. But these ones are making a play for better-for-you alcoholic drinks, which you'll see more and more of. And so this is a hard kombucha. The difference between this and most kombuchas is that this one is made with a green tea base, and it doesn't have black tea in it, so it's a little bit more easy on the palate. The other thing is they're using honey as their main fermentable. So what you've got is a lot of kombuchas and a lot of these healthful drinks are really what they're not, you know. So it's all the things that you know, want, but the things that you don't are left out. So it's a very organic, you know, it's all organic. Of course, all these are gluten-free, but they've got great flavors, and they're 6% alcohol, which is, you know, higher than the average beer. They taste good. They make you feel good, I guess. I mean, they're, you know... But they're fun to drink, and there's one that they have with activated charcoal called Midnight Painkiller, which is really interesting, and you can actually see the charcoal in it. And a lot of our friends are taking activated charcoal to be part of their cleansing process in their body. So it's pretty neat stuff, and you can expect more hard kombuchas. The other one we have is Kyla from Full Sail. That's a 4.5%. Mm-hmm. And then the other one that's coming in, Sierra Nevada is actually going to put out a kombucha not too long. So it's pretty neat stuff. But this is the acai berry. You can see it's a really great color. It's got the kombucha flavor, so it's got a bit of tartness, a little sourness, but
yeah,
that's what all kombuchas have, and they're super refreshing once you kind of get your palate around them.
So Tyler, what do you
think? It's really fun stuff.
What do you think of that? It's like a you get a little citrus, but at the same time, you don't think you're drinking a beer, do you?
No, not at all. Would have never guessed. You could have handed this to me. I thought it was like something I'm supposed to drink with breakfast.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Granted, it is 9:30. So.
It's fine. It's breakfast time now.
Yes.
You're good to go.
Welcome to Thursdays, my friend.
Yeah.
Welcome to Thursdays.
But, this is why Jared hangs
really,
at the door.
Really interesting stuff. The June Shine Kombucha from California. It's very healthful. And then these next three are from very well-known craft brewers. This is a brand called Sufferfest that's actually owned by Sierra Nevada. And a Sufferfest is basically a term for a pretty hardcore physical activity that lasts a long time. So a Sufferfest would refer to an ultra marathon or just something that you're going to go out to do, and there's going to be pain involved, and there's going to be a lot of exercise.
It's like JR's every morning.
So
workout.
Yeah.
He's not happy until something's pulled.
It's a Sufferfest before I get out of bed. That's my problem. But it's a fun company. They have really interesting, this is a Kolsch with bee pollen in it. It's only 3.5% alcohol, and it's 96 calories, I believe.
Yeah,
95 calories. So one of the ways that you can get less alcohol or less calories is obviously have less alcohol in the drink. So these are low alcohol beers. This is the lowest at 3.5 or so, and then these next two are also 4. So, you know, alcohol has a lot of calories, and if you cut back on that, you're going to get lower. So people are able to really regulate. Well, I want a 12-ounce beer, but I don't want that much. So, again, better for you, much more geared towards lifestyle and going after some of those larger brands with a lot more flavor mm-hmm. than you would find in brands with advertising with people that are actually in gyms.
That's yes, yeah, all brought to you by Liquor World. It's what's on tap as we go through the low-calorie beers as well as the grand prize, the unbelievable hard coffee beer from Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's fantastic. I love this, and I'll tell you what, the Sufferfest
is really clean,
is really,
really
good.
Light, yeah.
And I think if you ingest bee pollen at a certain amount, it's like it becomes like better than Benadryl. Or,
I have to ask my brother
sure,
that question.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it actually helps your ability to deal with allergies.
You're a lot of people, pollen expert?
You know my son has like a pollen allergy that's really severe.
Oh, and so you are? Okay.
We had to ingest bee pollen so he could get over it, and he hasn't had allergies since. If but, only I could have given him the beer, we could have both enjoyed it.
So I had a student. I actually had a student at UNLV this year, and we were tasting this beer with the students, and the student said, "Well, I'm allergic to pollen." And I said, "Well, what kind of pollen, son?" So we gave him 3, and we saw if he would break out or not, and he was fine. So.
Just like a doctor.
No, would you have told us if he wasn't fine?
No. No, I wouldn't. Then I would just know.
Okay, we got about 3.5 minutes before we take our first break here. Can we get into what we're the grand prize here?
Sure, we could talk about that.
All right, so explain to us. This is from Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Right.
And this is not, like a kid on Christmas.
I know, but I can't even believe that it's here. So and everybody wants this so
it's
bad.
It's got that iconic label on it, which is really fun. And when you apply that to other things, especially mm-hmm. with a really strong brand, a lot of times that'll affect, you know, your first impression or whatever. But if you were blind tasted on this, you would like it. So basically what you've got is a flavored malt beverage with coffee flavors, with some added sugar.
Okay.
And then there's actually some milk in this. So it's not vegan. It's 5% alcohol. And it's got, about the same amount as a cup of coffee in it. So people have been drinking coffee with additives and liqueurs for a long time. And it's not a stretch to make a 5% beverage that you can put over ice And have coffee and caffeine and alcohol at the same time. If you look at Irish coffee, and James, you know, James has a, probably a million drinks that he could make with it, right? So it's very adaptable, coffee. And it's just different.
It's easy to work with coffee.
Yeah.
It's got that that very creamy look. It's not like your dark, heavy coffee, like a cold brew that's super black. This looks like it has, like, maybe, like you said, milk added to it.
It's got some body,
It tastes like YooHoo.
Yeah, the main descriptor that I hear is within the 30 seconds is YooHoo. And those of us who grew up on YooHoo, you know, it's almost like growing up on Ovaltine. It's got a very special flavor.
Can you believe that, Tyler?
It is YooHoo.
It's YooHoo.
I don't believe you. That's what's in there.
Well, that's fine.
If I didn't see you open that, I would.
We just nickname it YooHoo. And YooHoo's sales will go up, and this will be fine.
There he is.
But, yeah.
YooHoo!
And that was the ad, right? So... when you get a sweet sort of coffee chocolate drink, there's almost nothing better with an egg sandwich than this. And so have an egg sandwich at the, you know, at the place at the Aria there or whatever, and grab a Pabst Blue Ribbon hard coffee. Because it's delicious.
Okay, all right. This is very, very delicious. This is something that if you had, let's say you have like acid reflux problems or something like that, and carbonation upsets your stomach, but yet you still want to get like a drink on, right?
Yeah.
This is it. Mm. You have now bridged a gap to where you could have something that tastes like Count Chocula cereal milk,
It's like, what sounds better, Prilosec or this? I hope they're not an advertiser.
Right. No, that's fine.
I'm not sure what the health benefits as far as an antacid go, but.
It's not going to benefit you that way.
In Las Vegas, and you see this, you know, while you're traveling through a casino some morning, I could imagine that you'd want some. And it's just a fun thing to drink. You know, a lot of the East Coast games, they start at 10 here, you know, on a Sunday. Yeah. So,
and frankly, you know, people are always talking about brunch cocktails, right? Brunch cocktails? Oh, let's have a mimosa or an Aperol Spritz or, you know, Michelada, right? Mm-hmm. Bloody Mary. Well, now you can open a Pabst Blue Ribbon in the coffee flavor.
And many people call it a day. In a brunch situation will order several different drinks. So you might start with coffee or a cocktail and switch between them. It's not uncommon to drink several different types of thing in that situation. But it is a daytime thing. I mean, if I drink this at night, I don't know. I might be up all night.
Dessert.
You know, you might be bouncing off the walls at 11 past your bedtime.
But never had it better. I mean, hard coffee from Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, really fun. You guys were chomping at the bit. And I hope it fulfilled your expectations. But yeah, it's fun stuff. It really is.
Better. It's just chocolate milk.
That's all it is. I mean, that's a
5% alcohol.
The simplicity behind that.
Give it to kids or anything.
Oh, this is really brilliant. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll taste a couple of the others. We have the long drink here, as well as the slightly mighty low cal IPA and the Firestone Flyjack, 96 calories. It's low calorie beer on What's on Tap with Sam Merritt, J.R. Starkus, and Chris Motley. Last call for alcohol. As we're back here on the Press Box Morning Show for What's on Tap, brought to you by Liquor World. Liquor World locations all over town. LiquorWorldLV.com. Make sure you go check them out. All those locations are great because they offer such great free samples, especially the store on Rainbow, north of 215. It's Rainbow and Sunset. Go see my buddy Chris. He'll help you out, and they got great samples there for all sorts of fantastic liquors that are available to you. We're going over low-calorie beer, and we just tried the amazing hard coffee PBR as Sam Merritt, the Director of Beer Education, is here with us. Sam, what's going on with the Academy? What do you guys have?
We have a beer basic training course coming up on the 30th of this month. It's 1 to 9:30 p.m. It's $100. You get everything you need to pass the certified beer server exam on first level Cicerone. And we have seats left. If you're interested in coming, you can go to SGWS Academy at Group Zoom and sign up on a link there. We have a great time every couple of months doing that.
We had the Firestone Flyjack 96, the slightly mighty.
The Firestone Flyjack is right here, 96 calorie hazy IPA, 4% alcohol and 96 calories. A Flyjack is a variation of a jumping jack. It's like you're doing kind of fly, but that's what a Flyjack is. So again,
the
exercise
motif
theme. Yeah. Then we've got the Dogfish Slightly Mighty, which is really cool.
Oh, nice.
3.6 carbs, 95 calories, and low alcohol again. This one's got monk fruit in it, which is a very, very, it's I think 300 times as sweet as sugar. So the monk fruit really rounds it out a lot. And it's really light, really airy beer. It's delicious. And of course, you know, it's good for daytime.
It's not overly IPA-ish either, as somebody who's not a big fan
of
IPAs.
It's pungent and aromatic, but it's not, you know, it's definitely
but
not overly
But it's more sessionable
bitter.
To me.
Sure.
Like, I'm not a big IPA person because I find that it kills my palate for any time I'm eating something.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But this I feel like I could enjoy food with.
All these great selections and more can be found at Liquor World as well. Go online, liquorworldlv.com, find locations. And JR, your podcast coming out, What Am I Drinking? What's going on this week?
Southern Glazier's What Am I Drinking podcast. We're in the phase of introducing all of the educators, right? So it's the educators introducing each other. The idea would be that when you listen to the podcast down the road and you hear me or or Max or Mike or Sam, somebody speaking, that if you're not familiar with us from the radio show or whatever, you can listen back and like, okay, who's Sam and why is he interviewing the beer guy? Yeah. You know, so you can kind of get our accolades. And it's kind of just a little bit of us about who we are, where we came from, basically a virtual resume, if you will.
Well, it's fantastic stuff. Make sure you go on to iTunes and Stitcher and all those great spots to find What Am I Drinking by Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits. Tyler, what do you think of that fine one?
Ed's got to be mad he had to go to Canada.
Right? Yeah, so.
Ed may not come back. He's only got Molson's drink. Hey, thanks again, guys, for coming in today. We appreciate your time. Sam, JR,
always a
Chris,
pleasure.
Have a great weekend. Coming up next, it's Technically Correct with Tyler Bischoff.
Sky Diamonds, the store that will forever change how people buy diamonds and fine jewelry, is proud to call Las Vegas our new home. Sky Diamonds.